was recorded on the 7th of April, 1964, Leiden,
Mississippi. I'm not quite sure. Can you hear that?
Oh, yes, now.
Can you hear that last thing?
Yes, that you can.
I cannot stay, but I just thought you'd like to know that I was here.
Oh.
I'm here with Frederick.
Oh, good.
We're all trying to help our new friend.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Stevens.
Yes.
He's such a nice person.
Yes.
And I'm sure that when he becomes more used to it, he'll become a very good communicator.
He has.
He's a very fine young person, and we like him very much indeed.
Oh, okay.
And we were all so sorry about everything that happened.
Yes.
It was such a pity.
Oh.
Of course, he had his weaknesses, but who has it?
Everyone.
No one is perfect.
Oh, I'm so glad you and Frederick.
But I have wanted you to know that I haven't forgotten you, although I haven't been for some time, and that we're all here tonight.
Oh.
We're doing our best, as you know,
yes.
But it's bound to be a little difficult at times.
Yes.
You understand us.
Of course I
am. I'm so pleased to see you looking so well.
Oh.
And the medium's well too, I hope.
Yes, I'm all right.
Oh, how sweet of you to come and speak, Jay. Is Stephen there still?
Still here, but I think he found it just a wee bit tiring.
Oh, yes.
I think he lost the contact, as you call it, you know?
Yes.
He didn't seem to be able to return properly.
No,
so two of us have decided to come, you see?
Yeah, how's Frederick?
Oh, he's very well, and very busy, of course, and very happy. And, of course, we've taken this new friend under our wing. And we're doing all we can for him, all of us here, because we know that he was a member of our group a very long time ago.
Tell me something about his change, you can. You think you can?
Of course.
Tell me.
He was a very nice person. A long time ago.
Yes.
In Rome.
In Rome, yes.
And also he was at Pompey.
A what?
At Pompey.
Oh.
What do you call it? Pompey.
Pompey. Pompey. Oh.
No, not Pompey.
Yes.
Pompey.
Oh, Pompey.
Pompey.
Oh,
Pompey.
Yes, yes. We were all there then, weren't we?
It was one of our incarnations.
Yes.
And he was there too.
Oh.
He was an artist. And he was very clever too.
Yes.
And used to decorate the houses with the murals.
Oh, yes.
But he was killed.
He was killed, was he? In the earthquake?
In the eruption.
Eruption.
Of the Vesuvius.
Oh.
But that's the link. He was not exactly closely connected, but he was connected because he was accepted for his talent and his brilliance in doing the decoration. And he was working on some decorations at the time, during the eruption of Vesuvius. And before he could escape, he was killed. Actually, he was killed by a falling pillar, from what I've been able to understand. It wasn't actually, if the pillar hadn't fallen and killed him, he might have had an opportunity to have got away. But of course, he was stunned. And by the time, of course, he... You probably would have come round. It was too late. That's what I've been told. Anyway, we feel very drawn to him.
Still drawings in the Betty Ballard's villa?
I don't know.
No.
No, but he did a lot of the work that's to be seen, I believe, still today in different houses.
Oh.
And I think that he was accepted socially, which was rather unusual for the day, for artists or artisans to be accepted into the better houses. But he was such a talented person and very much sought after, you know.
Yes.
But perhaps someone can tell you more about it than me. But I can assure you we're doing all we can to help him. He's very much happier now.
Oh, thank God.
But he had to come back, as many people do, to us for experience and knowledge.
Yes.
And what may seem a tragedy isn't always a tragedy. It may seem so from the material point of view when you see it on your side. But it isn't necessarily so from this side, from the aspect of life as we see it.
Yes.
Sometimes it's necessary for people to experience unpleasant things, to be tested and to go through great trial and tribulation. Yes. Sometimes it has to be. Anyway, he's very much happy now, and he's beginning to discover many things, and he will soon enter into his own environment and be a very happy person. Of that I'm quite sure.
He explains things beautifully.
I can quite well imagine it, because while he's still associated or near to the earth,
yes,
he's bound to have, you know, sort of ability to transmit, perhaps even better than those of us who've been here a long time.
Yes.
It's sometimes more difficult for us
to
explain certain things which may be a great interest to you.
Yes.
But anyway, I'm sure he will do his best.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Nice to talk to you again, my dear.
Uh-huh.
And we all send our love and our blessings to you.
All right. Now, and give my love to everybody.
Of course.
And especially to Frankie. Yes?
Of course.
Thank you, Jane, for coming.